This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day. You have made it over halfway through the week, and it's gonna be an awesome show tonight, and we're gonna have fun and talk about things like Project 2025. What is this thing everyone's talking about? Someone wants to know. We'll talk about that. We're gonna talk more about the economy being taken away, the country itself being taken away, and why it's being taken away. The Biden drama, another person in the military caught spilling secrets or trying to online, another patriotic company that you should avoid like the plague. They're going after the Supreme Court, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's just do our daily update on the Biden drama. Is he staying? Is he going? Is he staying? Is he going? Everyone knows where I fall on that. I've been saying he's going for 2 years, so I'm not going to change my tune now. But there's an interesting little wrinkle that's happening. You see, everyone, the major Democrat power players, they keep alluding to some future decision Joe Biden might make. Now, I just want to recap this for you. This is from just a couple days ago. Joe Biden got up, gave a speech, and look, there are wishy-washy statements, and then there are etched in stone statements. There aren't very many ways you can interpret this.
Well, guess what? They're trying to push me out on the race.
No!
Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! Beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
Certainly sounds like Joe Biden has made a decision. Does it not? Does it sound like Joe was saying, I'm thinking about it? I'm not sure. I got to talk to my hag wife. No, that's a pretty declarative statement. I'm staying in the race. Which, when you pair that with little sound bites like this one from Grandma Vodka, raises some interesting questions.
This aside, if he is going to run, we're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
You want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do. And that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with. Let's just hold off. Whatever you're thinking, either tell somebody privately, but you don't have to put that out on the table until we see how we go this week.
Hey, I just want him to decide whatever he happens to decide. And it's not as if that was just Nancy Pelosi taking that line. It's been senator after congressman. Here was Congressman Tim Kaine from today.
I have complete confidence that Joe Biden will do the patriotic thing for the country. And he's going to make that decision. He's never disappointed me. He's always put patriotism and the country ahead of himself. And I'm going to respect the decision that he makes.
Huh. So Joe Biden got up and said, I'm running. They're trying to push me out, but I'm running for president. And I'll beat Donald Trump. Said it plain as day. You heard it. I heard it. Everyone heard it. Nancy Pelosi gets up and says, I'm just looking forward to him making a decision. I hope he makes a decision soon. Tim Kaine gets up. I know he's going to do the right thing. Whenever he decides. Well, what are they saying? Tell you what, pause on that for a minute. I've told you about my oldest son, youngest son. You know what they do. You know my family. You know me by now. My youngest son is a swimmer. As you probably know, he's a fish. Can't get him out of the water. And he's just always been a natural fish in the water. Plus, he's a Kelly. He's got big hands, big shoulders, big feet. He's made to be a swimmer, right? So he swims. And he's just starting out. Believe me, he's not good. But he's not bad. Improving fast. He's just a natural in the water. And could be probably very good if he works hard enough for it. So a couple mornings ago, I asked him. I said, hey, you going to go for a swim? You can go swim some laps. We'll take you down to the pool, swim some laps. You going to go for a swim? And he said, nah, I don't think about it today. I don't think so today. I'm actually feeling a little tired. I'm not going to do that today. And I said, but you could go for a swim. Look, the decision is yours. It's decision is totally yours. Up to you. You know, it's not practice or anything like that. If you want to go for a swim, you can. And he said to me again, he said, you know, probably not today. I'm a little tired, slept in, probably not today. And I gave him about 10, 15 seconds. And I said again, you know, you could swim today if you wanted to. What's going on there? Well, I'm letting him know. We call it guided discovery. I'm letting him know what he should be doing. Joe Biden got up and declared in front of God and everybody that he was running again, running for president. I've made my decision. They tried to push me out. And now you have all these big shot senators. Well, whenever he decides, I hope he decides soon. We all know exactly what's happening here. And that brings us to an interesting question. Biden still says he's staying. Nancy Pelosi, Tim Kaine, many others. Well, he's not sure. I hope he makes a decision. I'm sure he'll make a decision. It seems as if right now, one of two things are happening. And honestly, I don't know which. You know what my prediction has been. You know what I think is going to happen. But what's happening right now is one of two things. Either it's A, they really are begging him to leave. He's refusing to leave. And they're going to end up being stuck with him. So they're kind of trying to put it, at least some of them are trying to put it as nicely as humanly possible. Whatever he decides, I hope you decide. Or even, look, Michael Bennett, that dirtball senator out of Colorado, he called for him to leave, but even when he was asked about it in person, he even did that. Well, that was kind of behind closed doors.
You, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that, and I did say that behind closed doors, and you guys and others asked whether I had said it, and that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to...
Well, I said it was behind closed doors. So either A, what we're seeing is the truth, and they're just begging him, hoping, let's just plead with him for another few days. Please, Joe, leave. Please leave. Please just go. Maybe what we're seeing is reality. Or there's my theory, and it's just a theory. And now, it's a theory based on what I've seen the system do in the past. My theory is option B. Right now, they're in the asking phase. This is the, hey, Joe, would you mind? Hey, Joe, do the right thing. Hey, Joe, I'm asking. Hey, I'm kind of begging. Hey, Joe, could you step aside for the good of the party? Because we all know it's not for the good of the country. For the good of Democrats, could you step aside, maybe move along? Could you? Hey, Joe, could you, would you? Maybe there's a phase coming after the asking phase that Joe Biden won't enjoy quite as much as he's enjoying this one. I'm sure the Biden family right now, I'm sure they feel like the world is against them. From what we understand, from all the reporting on it, that is how they feel. The world's against us. No one believes in us. It's us against the world. And I'm sure they think right now it feels like everything's coming down on top of them. But man, are they sorely mistaken if they believe this is as bad as it can get. If the system has it out for you, it is frightening, the things the system can do and will do to you and your family. Let's do keep in mind something we've brought up on the show by Hunter Biden's own admission. There are other laptops, and he believes hostile foreign actors are in possession of those laptops. We already know we've had delegates from foreign intelligence agencies, we now know NATO intelligence agencies, coming forward saying, hey, we are a little worried about Joe. What can the system do? I would ask the Bidens, if they think this is as bad as it can get, take a long, hard look at what Donald Trump has gone through for the past few years and ask yourself if you're ready for that. It's going to be more than just Grandma Vodka on TV talking to you like you're a big boy who needs to decide to eat his green beans.
To decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
You want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do. And that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with. Let's just hold off. Whatever you're thinking, either tell somebody privately, but you don't have to put that out on the table until we see how we go this week.
This is the asking phase, Joe. I suggest you make the right decision now, because after the asking phase comes the telling phase, and that I don't think you will enjoy quite as much. We'll talk about a couple more things when it comes to this, but I want to move on. I can't do this all the time. We're going to do some Project 2025 talk and more before we get to that. Do you want to avoid the kind of brain fog that has you call the NATO secretary an intellectual wigger?
So much of the progress we've made in the alliance is thanks to the secretary. He's a man of integrity, an intellectual rigor, a calm temperament in the moment of crisis.
I have no idea what word he was going for there, but I'm 100% positive he needs a male vitality stack to clean up that brain fog. That's what I do know. Do you want to avoid calling any of your friends, family members, or colleagues intellectual wiggers? May I suggest getting yourself on a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from Chalk? Natural herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements raising your T levels 20% in 90 days, gentlemen. Stop sticking needles in your arm and stop walking around with brain fog, low T, I'm sad, I'm depressed, and start feeling good all the time. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get some. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. All right, that's enough palace intrigue stuff. I've had enough of it. Stay or go, Joe. My goodness, make your decision. I don't know what Grandma Vodka says you should do. Remember, I should note, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I'm going to get to this. Jesse. I see my liberal friends going absolutely crazy over Project 2025. It seems to be the new thing for them to take down. What is it, and why are they in such an uproar over it? Okay, what is it? What is this Project 2025? Okay, let's first of all discuss what it is, and then what your friends think it is, and why your friends are all over it, because those are two totally different things. Now, Project 2025, it's put together by a huge conglomerate of people. Heritage Foundation, I'm sure you've heard of Heritage Foundation. They've been the biggest conservative think tank for ages, for friggin' decades, for most of my life, maybe all my life, but they're big time, okay? Heritage Foundation, it's their label on it, but there were so many different people who got together to put this together. What kind of people? Honestly, it's people from every single walk of the right. There are all kinds of Trump people all over this, former Trump staffers all over this. There are all kinds of libertarian types all over this, nationalist types all over this, border hawk types all over this, pro-lifers. There are a bunch of different walks of life where they came together and they put together something called Project 2025. Now, at its core, what's really its main job or the main idea behind it? The main idea behind it is this. You've heard the saying, I'm sure, maybe you've said the saying, personnel is policy. Personnel is policy. That's a big, 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 big thing in the business world, in the sports world, in the every kind of world, DC world, all the other. That's a big thing. Now, what's the idea? An online database where people, including you, if this is something that interests you, you can go online and put in your information. You put in who you are, what you want, your resume, all these things, like an online personnel database. And the idea is the next president, which of course everyone at this point in time is holding out for it to be some Trump and not Joe Biden, but the next president, but it's not limited to Trump, I should note. After Trump, this will still be here. The future Republican presidents, they need to gut all the communist scum out of the federal government and replace those people. I didn't say this was my idea, but the idea behind it is you run the communist scum out of the federal government and then replace those people with people who are not openly hostile to your agenda. That's the idea behind it, all right? So don't think that this expires when Trump expires, when Trump's term expires, if he gets elected, or if he loses, it doesn't expire. The idea is they said there are too many layers of the bureaucracy openly hostile to Republican leaders. We want to give those Republican leaders options. Go in, fire him, her, him, her, him, her. Who do you rehire? Let's go to Project 2025 and find people who are kind, who are understanding, or even better, proponents of your plan, and you push those people forward. Now, there are platforms that... There are ways this is not going to work, and there are ways this is going to work. First of all, let's explain. It's not going to work because you can't replace the people in the federal government and expect to have everything work out. You have to eliminate the federal government positions. We have to eliminate entire bureaucratic agencies to save the country. That's a fact. So that's why it won't work. But it is a very, very, very good idea. And it's better than having dirty commies in there. Ideally, you wouldn't have these people at all. But if you have to have people, you're better off having your people in there. There are policy positions on it. And many of the policy positions are ones you would love. Some you may hate. But if you were to go down what I would consider my policy positions, those would be the policy positions of most of Project 2025. Close the border, cut spending, pro-life, things like that. That is what it is. It's a broad, ambitious agenda for how we move forward, who we move forward with, and the things we want them to do. That's what Project 2025 is. Now, why did Trump disavow it? Why are all these people on the left screaming about it? You can find Joe Biden. He put out a video today. In fact, we'll grab that for you. Biden put out a video today. Project 2025. They're all over the news. We have to stop Project 2025. So the libs are talking about stopping it. And Trump came out and said, I don't have anything to do with this. Why? Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about getting you some relief. Getting me some relief. You see, pain sucks, and that nagging everyday pain in your neck, your back, your foot, your elbow, your muscle, your joints, it wears on you. And what happens is it affects your mood, it affects your sleep. You're snapping at your husband, you're snapping at your wife, you're miserable. Why don't you just start taking Relief Factor every day? You want to stop dreading that bike ride, the plane ride, the walk up the stairs? Take Relief Factor every day. All natural. Drug-free. You take it every day and it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can download the whole show on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Oh, and I just got this article from the fellas. Spotify has allowed you to add comments. So it's not just iTunes where you can leave comments talking about how handsome I am. You can now do that on Spotify as well. So let's get those things rolled up. All right, quit. Back to 2025. Project 2025. I already told you what it is. It's essentially, yes, it's a policy platform, close the border, low taxes, pro-life, the standard stuff. It's more of an online database so future presidents don't fill up their administration with a bunch of useless dirtballs who are hostile to the administration. That's the idea behind it. And as I explained already, the people involved in it, there are a ton of them, and they come from every walk of the right. Whatever walk of the right you're from, there are people that align with you as part of it. Trump people, DeSantis people, pro-lifers, border hawks, tax hawks, spending hawks, this group, that you name it, nationalists, libertarians, whatever. They're all part of it. They've all had a hand in putting together this database and this platform. Okay, so that's really what it is. It's really nothing beyond that. So Question was why her liberal friends are going crazy over it. Pause on that for a moment. We'll come back to it. Why did Trump come out? Trump came out and put on social media. He has said, I don't have anything to do with 2025. Some of the things on there are totally bonkers. I don't know any of these people. It has nothing to do with me at all. Trump got out and publicly washed his hands of the whole thing. Why? Well, remember what we've talked about before. We've seen evidence of this. And if you can't see it now, then you can't see. You're Stevie Wonder. Trump believes the pro-life movement is losing elections for Republicans. He's blasted the pro-life movement publicly after the midterms. Remember, he blamed pro-lifers. He was very, very clear about that. He had all the abortion language stripped from the Republican platform. That was a Trump thing. Trump wants this issue to go away because he believes it hurts Republicans at the polls. And maybe you believe that as well. And it might be correct. I'm not saying it one way or the other, but that's what Trump believes. This Project 2025 has a bunch of pro-life stuff in it. Trump is going to run as far and fast away from anything pro-life as he possibly can during this general election because he believes that stuff might lose him the general election. That's why Trump disavowed any knowledge of it. Trump's not some dummy. He has all kinds of knowledge of it. It's a bunch of his former staffers that put it together. He knows the people, but he came out and he said, "Up, oh, wasn't me. Don't know anything about it." Also, that helps for campaign defense. Now, every time a Democrat comes out and says, they're doing 2025, Trump's going to do 2025. Now, everyone has the freedom to retort, Trump said he doesn't even like 2025. So there's that. Now, why do your liberal friends, why are they all up in arms over it? They're going crazy over it. Well, what do we talk about when it comes to the communists? They are outstanding at creating idols. Idols for you to throw tomatoes at and idols for you to worship. And they can do this at the drop of a hat. The part of the reason they can do it so much better than we can do it, and part of the reason they can do it so quickly, is because they are herd animals. To be on the left makes you a herd animal. You don't want necessarily freedom. You don't want the freedom to think or anything like that. You want to be told, where do I go? What do I do? Just keep your head down. You do what you're told. And so they can turn the herd on a dime. All of a sudden, some dirtball drug dealer dies in Minneapolis. You can have millions of people worshiping him. You can have statues built for him in American cities. To this day, you can stroll into multiple cities and look at statues of George Floyd. Why? An idol. They saw an opportunity. How do we destroy the cops? How do we destroy cities even more? Oh, look, there's a dirtball. Let's act like it's racist. We know the stupid herd animals will follow us. Worship George Floyd. Worship George Floyd. Poor George Floyd. It works the same, the exact same with idols they want you to throw tomatoes at. They've done this very effectively with Donald Trump. It's why your liberal Aunt Peggy cannot lay out in any specific detail why she dislikes Trump. If you are a hardcore DeSantis fan who despises Trump, you can say exactly why in very specific detail. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, people on the left can never tell you. Oh, he's a racist and a misogynist. You can never get an answer because she's never been given an answer. She's been told there's the Antichrist, there's Hitler, there's the Antichrist. That's who you hate. They've done this same thing very, very successfully with Project 2025 because it looks like Project 2025 intends to run the communists out of the federal government. It has them scared to death. And because it has pro-life language in there and they believe it will help them campaign to women, they're trying to hang Project 2025 around the neck of Donald Trump so they can say, look at the Antichrist, look at the mobster, look at the monster, the mobster, whatever you want to call him, Donald Trump. Joe Biden was out there today. I told you we'd grab you the audio. Joe Biden was out there today on social media calling it by its name while also giving out a false website that isn't the 2025 website.
Project 2025 will destroy America. Look it up.
I'm not going to give it out here on the show, but he gave a website out after he said that, that actually directed everyone who watched it to a website built by the communists with only lies about Project 2025. That's a good point, Chris. Chris said it seems like they're right over the target. That's exactly right. That must mean Project 2025 is something worth looking at. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, the average Democrat in your life, ranting and raving about Project 2025 this and Project 2025 that, they don't know anything about Project 2025. And if you simply ask them, you don't have to respond hostile in a hostile way. If you want to have a fascinating discussion, ask them next time what they don't like about it specifically. And don't be nice, meaning don't let them get away with bumper sticker stuff. Oh, it's racist. Oh, it is? Gosh, I didn't know. In what way? Can you describe for me in what way? It hates women. Oh, really? Where is that? Where did you read that? Could you direct me towards where you read that? Because I want to read up on that. Where did you read that it's racist and hates women? And you'll watch your liberal Aunt Peggy try to change the subject faster than Speedy Gonzalez. It's going to blow you away. There's no depth. Your liberal, the average liberal in your life, hates it for the same reason they hate everything else. That's what they've been told to hate. Look, if you're a norm or a norma, and there really aren't any norms or normas who listen to this show. There are hardcore anti-communists and there are hardcore communists who hate listen. But if you're a norm or norma, you live your entire life in a fog where you're so surrounded by lies, you might occasionally get a glimpse of the truth, or maybe you'll trip over the truth. That's if you're a norm or a norma. If you're a Democrat, if you only watch CNN, you go to an American government school system, an American university, you consume corporate media, corporate advertising. It's not that you live in a fog. You live in a world entirely of make-believe. You ever seen the movie or read the book Alice in Wonderland? That's as real as the average world the Democrat lives in their mind. And it is that bad. I've said they are insane. And I'm not saying that to be insulting. Because they believe 100% things that have no truth to them whatsoever, clinically, Democrats are insane. They are. This is what it is. That's the 2025 talk. All right, let's talk a little bit of economy stuff before we do that. The economy news is bad. I'm just going to warn you. It's bad. It's all bad. And we're all looking for ways to save money. I understand full well that it is July 10th. So you do have some time. But let me ask you, have you thought about what Christmas shopping is going to be like in this economy? You thought about that? Look, that Christmas shopping list gets a little bit more painful when you're having a hard time making ends meet. May I suggest the MyPillow $25 extravaganza sale? You could go buy everything for the fam. There's something there for everybody. They have a laundry list of things that are $25 right now. Man, imagine knocking out Christmas shopping for four people for $100 and calling it a day. The stuff's not going to expire in your closet. Buy it, wrap it, and leave it. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Or call them, 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whoopi Goldberg got real, real honest on TV.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. I have poopy days all the time.
I do too. Have I ever told you about Giardia? I haven't told you that story in a long time. I realize I need to reiterate some of these stories. So here you go. You ready for this one? Speaking of poopy pants, brutal. I have I've had some ups and downs in life, no doubt about it. I've had a parasite, not once, but twice. Did you know that? So let's just do a little rehash and talk about me before we talk about the economy. We were in the Marines. I was in the Marines. And you bounce around when you're in the Marines, when you're in the infantry. You're always going to different environments to do different kinds of training. And at some point in time, we went and did mountain warfare training. They're teaching you how to tie knots and climb rocks and how do you survive? How do you kill something? How do you make a fire? How do the basic stuff? How do you get by in the mountains? Now, I grew up in the mountains. I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. That's where we moved when I was 10 years old. So we were always hiking, hunting, fishing. The mountains are very familiar to me. And there is one thing my father taught me when I was a very, very, very young man, elk hunting with my dad in the mountains. That crystal clear mountain stream, it looks so good. And if you stick your little finger in there, it's so cold. It might have Giardia in it. You see, the general rule, this is just a PSA from Daddy Jesse to you, because I realize everyone has lived different existence. We might have a bunch of city slickers out there who've never left and done time in the wild. So just as a general rule, here it is. The faster the water is moving, the cleaner the water generally is. So if you have some stagnant puddle or pond, that's going to be full of bacteria and horrible things. You want to find water that's as fast as humanly possible. But again, as my father taught me, that does not mean it's clean. Why? Well, animals, you know, hunting gets a really bad rap. And I admit I don't hunt much anymore. I just kind of fell out of love with it. I still fish. Just don't hunt much anymore. But hunting gets a really bad rap. And here's one of the reasons why. You know the two ways animals generally die if they're not shot? They are either eaten by another animal, alive, I might point out, or the most common is they die of disease. You get old, broken down, you can't eat, you get a disease, and you die. What do animals do in general when they get sick, when they get a disease? You will generally find animals drifting towards water sources because they can't be as mobile as they used to be. It's not at all uncommon if you spend time outside to find sick deer, sick animals down by the water. You're always going to find animals by the water anyway. Well, a sick animal who hangs out by the water can die in the water or right by the water. And that brings me to Giardia. The stomach parasite. You see, Giardia, it lives in these animals. The animals die. I don't know. I don't actually know whether or not they die from that or whether it just creates symptoms, but they die with Giardia. And they die in the water. And that perfectly tasting, clear, cold water from a mountain stream can actually have a stomach parasite in you. Now, here's the thing about Giardia. Giardia, it's one of those parasites that doesn't hit you the next day or that day. Giardia can take a while before it hits you. I'm talking weeks before it hits you. And if you treat it, once you treat it, I'll get to that. If you treat it, you can think you took care of it because it kind of went away. But it didn't actually go away. It can lay dormant in your system for months and then pop back up, and there you are on the toilet again all day. So we do mountain warfare training in the Marines. At some point, they always have these specialty schools you can get picked for, depending on a few things. I got picked for a specialty school called Mule Packers. Part of the reason I got picked to do Mule Packers, it wasn't my height, Chris. It was my familiarity with horses and mules. I'm certainly no cowboy, and I don't want to pretend to you like I am some cowboy or a horse expert by any means. But look, I've been on horseback multiple times riding into the mountains with my father to go hunting for a week. I know my way around a horse. I can ride him. I can handle a horse, okay? So they said, hey, Kelly has experience in this kind of a thing. Go do mule packers. And what mule packers was, I loved it. I thought it was awesome. A lot of the guys hated it. You get a mule. Mules are, they're a mixture between a donkey and a horse. Incredibly sure-footed animals. Incredible amounts of weight you can load onto a mule. They are very, very stubborn. You know, stubborn as a mule, that's a saying for a reason. So they can just decide they're not going to move and then you're in trouble, but they're amazing animals. And one of the things about warfare, you should know this from all the history stories we've told, logistics is a big, big part of it. How do you get men and materials from A to B? Well, if it's on an open plain, if we're doing this in Omaha, that's not a problem. You walk or drive or something like that. In mountainous terrain, getting things from A to B can be bordering on impossible. That's even with all the modern technology, planes and parachutes and everything else, getting things from A to B in the mountains can be a nightmare. So we learned how to pack things onto mules. And then that leads me to getting Giardia. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.